Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State says Washington remains ready for talks with North Korea as Pyongyang decides to hold off its plan to strike the U.S. territory of Guam.
We continue to be interested in finding a way to get to dialogue, but that's up to him. Thank you.
Well, Tillerson noted he won't respond to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's decision at this time. He had earlier stressed that any discussions with the North depends on whether the country accepts to give up its missile and nuclear programs and launches. The top U.S. diplomat made the comment after Pyongyang postponed a plan to fire missiles toward Guam. North Korea had threatened to do so and had even provided a timetable for the strike. The U.S. president's reaction to the preparation brought tensions to a dangerous level before regional countries urged restraint. Let's turn to Indiana, joined by E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online Magazine. Thanks so much for being with us. It just seems like there's so much saber rattling going on by the United States right now. Your take on this situation: on one hand, we have North Korea saying that it was going to strike near Guam or Guam itself. On the other hand, we see the United States in what appears to be constant aggression or war on words with the North Koreans. What's going on in your perspective?
Well, first of all, Donald's conducting diplomacy by Twitter. So he has this little device in his hands and he can say something in 13 words that will have no relationship with diplomatic language, no relationship to the world situation, and that will set off a crisis, which is what he did when he talked about fire and fury. These are not diplomatic words. You know, people go to school to learn diplomacy, and then you hire a State Department, and they're supposed to use these words in very calibrated, closely calibrated ways to ensure that nothing bad happens. So that's all been disrupted because Donald Trump has a little machine and he can Twitter out threats like this. That led immediately to a reaction on the part of the head of North Korea, who then threatened to fire a missile to Guam. And at that point, the grown-ups stepped in, namely the head of China, basically reigned in Korea, which is a kind of satrapy of China, even though not completely under control. And then he called on Rex Tillerson to rein in Donald Trump. And so the grown-ups prevailed and war was averted, evidently.
Well, how dangerous is this, though? You talked about just anytime he wants to basically send out, basically tweet. How fragile is this situation and the overall effect it has not only on the United States, but the world?
Yeah, it's very dangerous. You're probably too young to remember the Cuban Missile Crisis, but I was in high school during that time. And I remember it feels like the Cuban Missile Crisis all over again. You know, this constant threat of nuclear war and so on and so forth. It's been the first time since in 50 years that it's been like this. But I think that what you're seeing are strategies evolving to basically rein in Donald Trump after he shoots his mouth off. That's pretty much what's happening here. In the long term, we have China basically trying to create a rail link with Europe to evade the United States' control of the ocean and consolidate its resources, consolidate the power of the Eurasian landmass, which is always a danger. The main goal of Anglo-American foreign policy is to divide the Eurasian landmass so that their navies can blockade people and starve them into submission. The other uncertain factor here is military technology. We don't know anymore who's on top. There are incidents like the Chinese will surface a submarine right in the middle of war games conducted by the United States Navy. Nobody heard it. Nobody saw it. Just pops up. It's tremendous embarrassment. Iran lands a drone. They copy all the information from the drone. Hezbollah stops Israeli tanks. Nobody knows what the situation is. The only thing you can say is it's uncertain. So, for example, when the Russians fired those cruise missiles into Syria, first thing that happens is the U.S. takes its aircraft carrier out of the Persian Gulf, because nobody knows whether an aircraft carrier is a sitting duck and is obsolete as a battleship anymore. That all of this is one insecurity and piled on top of another.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us out of Indiana. E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online magazine.